So what else can we expect from you this upcoming episode? We've only seen the pilot.
Okay. Well, do you guys know that the pilot was changed? You probably do.
Yeah.
So the pilot didn't have two of the characters.
Right.
And is really different now, and I'm really
little
loving it.
Yeah.
Little girl's gone, who's so amazing, and she's so sweet, and we love her. But Lorraine's an amazing addition, and so yeah. I mean, in terms of our storyline and the arc, you know, you're kind of just following the trials and tribulations of two gay women who are engaged and in love, and kind of bicker like an old married couple. And try
together.
And work together. Yeah, like never mind that, you know, trying to continue your work relationship well. So, you know, between sort of, to me, funny, maybe dark to other people, but, you know, around the dead bodies every once in a while, there's like a little personal bickering. And then you kind of go back to like, oh, we're working here and someone died, so our problems aren't so bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
It helps give perspective.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That the pilot has been changed and
mm-hmm.
new characters. And what exactly do you like about some of the new characters?
Well, I think the real difference is it went fully in the direction of being a family drama. Mm-hmm. So it went, you know, you had the little girl and she was so lovely and funny and sweet. But it took focus away, I think, from Rosewood, his health conditions. If you have a health condition, it's most immediately affecting, obviously, your family. And he's kind of living this normal, sexy Miami life and continuing with his work while he's seemingly, you know, since a kid, dying. I mean, we're all dying, right? But it's a real upper. But but you're like, again, this is going the wrong direction. What is she doing? But you know, him more quickly, I guess, and him sort of pushing away that reality and his family saying, like, no, this is affecting our lives. We don't want to lose you. And then in the process, him falling in love during this time, something that I think he doesn't usually do because he knows about his health and so keeps that part of his life separate and just fully dives into work. So now he's kind of, we see him, you know, really finding love and rooting for him for the first time, I think, in that way. And his family struggling with his health, also wanting to have children and a wife. And then he's also kind of, I don't know if this is too much, but kind of in this little love triangle that we see suggested, I think, in the pilot. And I want them to hook up, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm sorry, just coming in.
Yeah, please.
What was the question? I missed the question.
Oh, we were talking about...
I want to ask it again.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about... So, and I just went on a tangent there. But we were talking about the pilot versus... So when we first shot the pilot, it had, I would say, 5 different scenes and 2 other characters that aren't in it anymore.
Got it. Okay.
So their scenes were totally rewritten. A whole storyline was rewritten and 2 characters were added. Mm. And or 1 character, I guess, for the pilot. And Lorraine Toussaint is that character. And so she's playing, you know, the loving mother who is dealing with her son essentially sick. And that's, I think that ends up being more of a C storyline that's going through, but you feel it through everything. And I think it kind of increases the family tension, the love, and also kind of mirrors the work that he's doing, obviously, every day and working on people who've passed and seeing that as his own fate sooner rather than later. And his mom dealing with that. So what I was trying to say is that, you know, making the family drama the focus, I think, was more in line with, like, what the show kind of wanted, and the guts of him dealing with his health and love and all that kind of makes it more real, I think. That's my 2 cents, but I don't know what I'm talking about, so.
Had I not seen the first pilot, I wouldn't have even, like, haven't seen the revised pilot.
You haven't seen it?
I've seen both.
Oh, you have? Okay.
But
yeah.
Had I not seen it, I wouldn't have known the difference. Like, Lorraine fit in right away.
She did, right?
Like, it was never,
I know,
she
I saw.
Was always supposed to be there.
Right.
Was that how you felt when you guys started working with her? Was that, or was it sort of?
Yeah, it was natural. I mean, the first thing we did with her was a photo shoot, and she just flew from New York. And I think she had a bad flight or something, and she was lovely. You know, she came in and she was like, you know, just kind of, this was one of the first times where we were all really together since the pilot had been picked up. And I think when you're doing a pilot or For me, at least, I'm like, am I ever going to see these people again? Because is it going to get picked up? And you just, you know, the likelihood is no, you won't. And you kind of, I try to just, like, leave the project and, you know, you hope but not put everything into it, your mind at least. And then, so the photo shoot was the first time we were like, oh, this is happening. We're doing it together. And then Lorraine was there. Yeah, so that was the first intro with her. And then I remember them telling us we're going to be reshooting some scenes, only one of which I was in, and I say, like, sure, or something like that. but, I'll, you know, it's the they're, like, matching the hair and the clothes, and I'm like, this is not going to, you know, my hair is, like, 7 inches longer. This, how is this going to work? And it looks flawless, I mean. And she's so naturally the mama in it. And immediately, you know, my character calls her Mrs. D., and Mama D, and my character also will come to find her parents have not accepted her. You know, she recently came out, and she's recently engaged to Pippi. And so we come to find that she doesn't have a family at this point that she talks to. So the Rosewood family and Mrs. D is... that's her family. And Lorraine, I feel at onset and offset, already is like that role. You know, it translates really easily in the scenes because she already has a very mentor quality. You know, I love the way when she speaks, you listen. You know? So I'm always like, what? Tell me, teach me, you know? So it works out. Yeah, I've been working on it. I get to finally do it.
What's it like working with Boris? Because he has that high voltage smile and the charm.
I know.
Does he use it against you guys?
No, he is. He doesn't. It just seems like he doesn't try. Do you know what I mean? Like he's one of. He doesn't assert his beauty. You know, it's not like he's there, like, there's no ego. It's really nice to, and especially he's the lead, he's the front and center of the show, and so that really trickles down and affects the whole vibe and culture of how everyone treats each other. And he, from day one, you know, if I or someone's like, do you want a water, you know, he's like, no, I'll get it. You know, and even being on a commercial set or, you know, someone that's worked, you know, it's so easy, I think, to not be gracious. And anyway, he's the farthest from that. He's talented, and he's just kind of a dream to work with. And yeah, his smile helps.
How many episodes already have you guys shot?
We are on our sixth. We're on our sixth episode. They started this week. Today will be my first day of shooting the sixth episode. So five we have done. It's crazy, and it airs in just a couple weeks. Yeah. So we'll be shooting as we air, and that's the first time I'll have experience doing that.
With Empire, so that's good. Mm-hmm.
With Empire.
An hour before.
The hour before. I'm like, what? Before Empire? What?
So wait, you said your character, you and Pippi are lovers?
Yeah.
They're fiancés.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Well, I didn't.
Yeah. Great. Now let's talk about it. Yeah.
Let's talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. We're engaged.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you everything. I'll try.
Yeah. How was that relationship with Pippi? How comfortable were you playing the role?
The relationship with Pippi is for me translates very similarly to how I am in my relationships in real life. The sort of and that's sort of what we've been appreciating about how the characters are written, that it doesn't feel at all like these two characters being gay is like flashy or exploited or easy for whatever. It just feels like they're two characters, people who are in love, two human beings who are in love. And so from day one, it's sort of been this unspoken thing that's not that just is to any other people. And it feels like finally, to get a little political, society is going in that direction, and we get to reflect that on television finally on primetime. Fox is doing that. I think it's so cool. And so yeah, so that's how we've been approaching it. I mean, we've really been trying to do it our own way, no like stereotyping, no just kind of putting our own humanity into these two women who are in love and who are engaged, which is mm-hmm. another really neat mirror to mm-hmm. what's happening in the world or in the US. And so, yeah, we'll experience them going through their own bumps and difficulties. You know, Pippi's character has been out and gay for a long time. My character, this is her first relationship with a woman. So, you know, it'll be challenging as it goes, I think, is what I hear.
Life begins.
Life begins, which is all I want to watch personally on television, life beginning, yeah.
You play a DNA specialist?
Yes.
So how did you prepare for the mm-hmm. role, like to make it like authentic, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, I'm terrible at science and math. So, you know, my mom, though, is a scientist, or she was. She's a nurse now, and she's a holistic nurse and does like Reiki and therapeutic touch and had mm-hmm. crystals and all these things. And I was like, Mom, that's embarrassing. Can you put those away? But before that, she was a microbiologist, and so she's... For me, this character feels very close to who I see my mother as, which is like this highly intelligent, decisive, technical woman who's also like sort of flighty, and you wouldn't necessarily think that she's as smart as she is. You know, my character probably like also has some crystals in her, you know, it's like Eastern and Western come together, science and whatever come together. And I have been reading Forensics for Dummies. I am known to watch Forensic Files a lot before bed, which is very creepy.
That's when it's on.
That's when it's on, yeah. I don't know. And I went to a DNA lab in L.A. Really wonderful woman showed me around, and I got to ask lots of questions. I found out that microscopes, this doesn't reflect well on our set, actually, but microscopes are only in the labs used for sperm. Which is only interesting because you watch all these procedurals and there's like yeah. a million microscopes and you're like, how much sperm right. is in this lab? Anyway, something I've been thinking about a lot and want to share. I'm sure right after they're going to be like, do not say that again. Anyway.
About that now.
Yeah.
I
know. Me neither. I was like, wait, we have 12 microscopes in the lab. What does that mean?
Yeah.
See, this is why TMI is such a great character.
Right. Too much information.
Too much information. It's not at all like me in real life. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Yeah.
Where were you when you found out that you had the part? What were you doing?
This is funny. I was in bed. And it was, like, noon. Okay. And it had been, like, which is so embarrassing that I was in bed and it was noon. But it had been, like, 2 weeks of, you know, it's pilot season. You're going out for a ton of stuff. I remember the day I auditioned for this, I had two other series regular auditions for pilots. So 3 in 1 day was a lot for me. And I got this, and it was this character that just, like, clearly spoke really fast and said a bunch of thoughts all together, which I don't usually see in scripts. For female characters at least, and I was like, oh, I don't have time to do this today, how am I going to do this, and you know, I found out I got a call back, and I was like, really, why, really, are you sure, and then it was testing, and then they were like, okay, this is the last time you'll have to come in to test, and then I'd go in and they do a chemistry test. So at this point, my adrenaline is like, you know, pumping, and I'm so nervous. And I just was like, after the last audition, I was like, okay, I'm going to sleep. I'm sleeping late, and that's that. And I'm going to try and let this go and let what's supposed to happen happen. And yeah, so at noon, my phone rings, and my phone, I remember distinctly, had fallen between the bed and the wall. And this was a big deal for me. I mean, it's my first series regular part, and so I heard the phone ring, and I was like, I'm not gonna get it. I don't know why, but I was like, it's between the wall and the bed, and I'm not gonna get it. And so I didn't pick it up, and then my boyfriend got a call because my agent has his number, and he was like, pick up your phone. And then they told me, and I was like, I'm sorry, I was sleeping. Anyway, I was very, very thrilled, and I was in shock, and again, like, no, they made a mistake. But anyway, I'm very grateful. Yeah,
I hope you have wonderful success.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for talking to me. Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day, you guys.
I'll be right back.